Yeah, racing at Mornington today, and young jockey Mitch Aiken has a couple of really nice rides on the program there this afternoon, and we heard his name mentioned earlier on Racing Pulse when Henry Dwyer was on, because he is going to ride as Fur if he gets the opportunity, if she gets a slot in the Quokka, the new slot race in Perth, and Mitch joins us now. Good morning to you, Mitch. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Matty.
Hey, what an exciting opportunity for you if she does land a slot in that race, which you would expect that she would because she's been in such great form. That's a huge opportunity for you.
Yeah, it is. That don't come very often, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity of Henry and obviously Akraham at Norrelade Farm there.
I don't know how the prize money split would work with the slot holder involved as well, but first prize in a $4 million race, it doesn't really matter too much how it's split up. It's going to be a pretty nice return if she was successful there in the West.
Well, let's just hope she gets a slot first, but if she does lead well, it'd be a very good payday.
I'm sure there'll be slot holders lining up for her. She was terrific in the Galaxy. You've had a lot to do with her. I know you haven't ridden her at her last couple of starts at the races, but you did ride her at, I think, about the first five or six times or four or five times that she'd been to the races. In your opinion, what is it about her that makes her so good?
You just knew from day dot that she was going to be a very nice horse. Everything she did, she did it with natural ability. And, she's just come back a better horse since preparation, and I couldn't be happier with her.
You do a lot of riding for Henry. He's obviously a huge supporter of yours, you know, across the journey as well. Just tell us a little bit about his support for you.
Yeah, Henry's been really good for me since returning back from Adelaide 12 months ago. I go in there on a regular basis, probably 2 days a week, and then if we've got jump outs or trials somewhere, I'll go to them as well. But, yeah, Henry places his horses right. He does a really good job with them. The rest of the team do it there at Ballarat. But, he's a good mate of mine, and he's also a great mentor off the track as well.
Well, let's hope that the two of you can combine for a big win in the West in a couple of weeks' time. Hey, late last year, did you have a broken wrist which kept you out of action for a while?
Yeah, I just I had a fall at track work, which pulled my shoulder out. So I was not able to ride for a little bit there, but yeah, I broke my wrist out of racing. So I was out for a 3 month period there. But come back and all is well now.
I remember at the time you were riding really well. You had a really good run there just leading up until that spell on the sidelines. Was it difficult coming back after spending a few months away from riding? Was it difficult to come back and get the rides that you're after and get into a groove?
Yeah, it always is. Even if you have a week off. But I was getting great support there from a lot of nice trainers, in Henry and McAvoy's over those winter meetings in Ballarat there. It is very hard just to get back into the groove of things. Obviously, everyone's replaceable, and it's an unfortunate thing, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Hey, Mitch, I'm sure you've been made aware of a lot of the commentary in the last couple of days around fatigue in amongst the jockeys off the back of the Ben Malham tweet a couple of days ago, and we had a host of different views on the show yesterday. Damien Oliver, Dean Yendall, Mickey D all sort of had their say, and I noticed that there was an article written way back in 2016. Matty Stewart actually penned this article for the Herald Sun, which was around yourself when you were an 18-year-old. And I'll read out the article. So this was written 6 years ago by he's usually our co-host, Matty Stewart. Earlier this month, 18-year-old P player Mitch Aitken packed his kit and wandered to the car park at the Pakenham Racecourse. It had been another long day, and Aitken was dead on his feet. It was 9:30 p.m. The Mansfield-based apprentice had ridden at Werribee during the day and Pakenham at night and was about to hop in his car and stop at a mate's place halfway to Mansfield. Senior jockey Jake Noonan had one look at the bleary-eyed kid and refused to let him drive. Jake said Mitch looked absolutely haggard, said Victorian Jockeys Association Chief Des O'Keefe. Aitken ended up staying the night in Cranbourne. O'Keefe said he wouldn't have made it to the Baldy Bridge without falling asleep at the wheel. It's a very interesting article to have pulled up at a time like this, Mitch. Have you since then been able to manage yourself a lot better in terms of, you know, recognising when you've become fatigued and also taking steps to avoid getting yourself in that situation?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it is a lot easier as a senior jockey. You're not riding work as much, but you sort of pick your days and, you know, you try and get some rest at the races or, you know, when you can. But, you know, it is very hard. The workload's always, you know, very hard on us. But, yeah, as I said, you just got to time it right and get in. Get a couple of nuts in through the day and at the races and when you can, just to get yourself where you need to be.
One thing that stood out to me yesterday was a comment that Dean Yendall made around the pressure on riders, especially young riders when they start race riding. Is that something that you found difficult to manage early on, especially? Was the enormous pressure that you were under and the workload that you had to overcome as well, combined with that pressure?
Yeah, I think it was very hard for me at a young age. You know, you're an athlete and you're supposed to be an adult at a very young age. And it is very high pressure. You know, you've got all these punters and trainers and owners up your backside. But yeah, you just got to ride the wave and find your happy medium.
Do you see the young guys that come in, or young guys and girls that come in nowadays, are they seeking advice off fellow riders? Do you have a chat to them about it and share your own experiences with them?
They're definitely helped. And they've obviously got their jockey coaches as well that are at the races. They do a fantastic job with managing them. And, I think it's all about management.
Hey, well, Mitch, today you've got a couple of rides at Mornington. Let's have a quick look at those this afternoon. You've got a bit of a wait. You don't have to kick things off until 4:30 this afternoon with a ride for Henry. Brungle Raider goes around there in race 7. What are your thoughts there today from barrier number 4?
Yeah, he should be a nice little chance. He's had a couple of runs this prep. He should be fit enough just to step up to the 2,000 now. He should just settle midfield. Hopefully one off the fence and sort of working into it from the 600 and getting the right runs, and he should be closing off strongly.
You've got a good association with Nightstick, who was close to getting the chocolates last start at Wangaratta. Gets out to the 1,500 metres today in race 8.
Yeah, he's a very good chance, this horse. He's been a bit tricky. Had a few problems with him. I think they've got him right back on track now. He ran a nice, honest race. I think it was Ararat first up. And then, obviously, Wangaratta is probably a little bit unlucky. If he got the gaps earlier, he probably would have won the race. But, hopefully he goes one better today.
All right, sounds like Nightstick's the pick of yours there today. What are you going to do to fill in a bit of time over the next couple of hours?
Well, I'm just on the way home from track work and jump out now, so I might have a kip and then head off to the races.
Sounds like a good idea, mate. Go well this afternoon at Mornington with your couple of rides.
Thank you very much.